This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I have always been this stupid, but actually I worked at it. I took lessons. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, really, on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. I don't care if you want to hop up there, rip me apart on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You know, there's a gazillion and three things going on up there. And yes, I do mean a gazillion and three. No, really, seriously. I mean, I really do like. I do like when you get involved in a conversation. I do like when you're willing to even take the opposite side of what I have. As long as you're, not nasty about it, right? I mean, passionate's one thing. Nasty's a whole different animal. I don't like that at all, and I don't think it's right. It doesn't help further the conversation. Now, if you're going to attack me, yeah. You know, you think Trump is a pussycat compared to me sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't, you know, I mean, again, have the conversation, stick to the facts, and we'll have a good time. You might learn something, you might teach me something. But the minute you start coming after me, the minute you attack me, gloves are off, buddy. We're done. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, that won't help you. All right, so the loons of California doing it again. And this is something that Emin's going to talk about when he comes on after the break. Not specifically this issue, but this is they don't get it. The people, the socialists on the left, don't get it. They think the government just cranks out money anytime they want to. They can tax everybody to death. But the numbers have been done. If you take most of the money away from every rich person in the country, because the debt's been amassed to the point where you wouldn't take a dent out of it. You might pay the interest. You might, I don't know. I mean, you really, there's nothing there. And it wouldn't matter how much money you took from the rich folks, or the rich folk. You couldn't pay off our national debt. Again, you couldn't make a dent in our national debt. So, you guys keep thinking that by taking money away from the rich, by spreading that money around, spreading that wealth around, you're going to fix everything. You're not. We've done that story a million times about how the lottery winners, you know, they got no bucks left after they win because they don't know how to handle money. Rich people have money not because they've stolen it off the backs of the workers, because they don't know how to invest. Or they hit the lottery. I don't know which one. But they're at it again. So California Democrats decry bullying, you know, because of death because they're getting death threats. Elected officials are getting death threats from the left after shelving the health care plan. They had to shelve it. They could, and it's only temporary. Believe me, they'll get it through. But they had to shelve it. They have no way to pay for it. These loons don't understand that. Look, the budget is just under $200 billion, or right around $200 billion for California. This would have added $400 billion more. They think they could have got $200 billion from the federal government over some other things, you know, over taking over all the health care. Right, the feds are going to give you money, especially here in California where they constantly rip up Trump. That's going to work. And then the other $200 billion they're going to get from taxing people, even more. Right, they're going to add over 2% to your payroll taxes, so you are going to pay for your health care one way or the other. And then they were going to add another 7% to businesses. Now, listen to something. For those of you who really don't get it, do you understand that the business pays matches your payroll taxes? So if you're paying 2% more, what do you think the business is paying more? And then they're going to tack on 7% to the businesses. The small businesses are going to pay close to 10% in those taxes. They can't afford it. And you've already seen the fee. Now, you can play games with this all you want to, but go play in a corner your own games. You've seen how many businesses this $15 an hour thing, $15 an hour minimum wage, look at how much damage it's caused to small businesses, restaurants especially. And yes, it's costing jobs in more ways than one. People aren't hiring in those arenas. And McDonald's and other fast food joints are going to come out with kiosks. So if you have simple orders and you're not like crazy convoluted, yeah, you're going to be able to do it in a kiosk. Good job. I mean, I'm all into technology. I love technology. So this is good. So the California lawmakers are facing brutal backlash from union activists and others on the left after shelving a universal health care plan, a bill that was debated and grown so intense that lawmakers say that they face death threats and other violent rhetoric. Assembly Democrats publicly decried the bullying tactics in a written statement over the weekend, maintaining that lawmakers are committed to improving health care, but need to have open discourse. Oh, my God. These are the same people that try to shut it down. Now they want it for themselves. If you believe in karma, it's perfect, isn't it? I don't, but I'm just saying, if you believe in karma, this is perfect for these people. So they go on to say, you know, again, in the recent days we've become alarmed at this and disheartened by the bullying tactics, threats of violence, and death threats by a few who disagree with the decision of Speaker Anthony Rendon to postpone the advancement of SB 562. They said, referring to the scrapped single-payer health care bill, well, you know, it is appropriate for persons of varying views to express concerns and disapproval, but not to bully, not to be nasty, and not to threaten. When Rendon announced on the 23rd that he was shelving the legislation to set up a government-run single-payer health care system in the state, it prompted immediate backlash from those who can't add numbers and figure out that the state would not be able to afford it. You know, I mean, the union went nuts. Just nuts. One tweet that gained attention to local media said that I pray someone checks his schedule for baseball practice, an apparent reference to Representative Steve. See, we've lost it, and it's sad. We've lost it big time. Hey, be back in a minute with them and say it. Don't go far. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Talk about patriotic music. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I so much appreciate the time that I spend with you. I'd like to say now that we are the most banned show on Facebook, and I don't know if that's a good title or a bad title or what, but I'm going to wear it as a badge anyhow. I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be watching and listening to, but it shows how high your IQ is because you've tuned into this one tonight. Tonight I have a special guest. Always love when he's on the show. I can't keep up with him. But I love having him on anyway. Evan Sayed is with me. He has the distinction of having the most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's history. Can I get a star for that one? Come on, I'm close, right?
That's that's as close as you've ever gotten. Yeah, I mean, look, anything I would complain about would be a distinction without a difference. I like to say the single most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's history. You said the most viewed. Good. Absolutely.
Well,
3-star, 4-star.
Thank you. Thank
98
you.
On Rotten Tomatoes.
Single denotes that you're kind of all alone, and I don't want you to feel, I don't want you to ever feel alone. You know what I'm saying?
I am alone up top, and it's lonely
up
there.
Okay. Oh, God. You know what? I should know better than to spar with you, right? He's also the author of The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, although I've always taken exception with the second part of that, because I don't think they think, but that's just me. I don't know what to tell you.
My book is about the thinking behind their rejection of thinking. All right? It's not that they're incapable of thought. It's not that there's a mental retardation there at birth that makes them incapable of thought. They actually have an ideology that requires them never to engage in moral or intellectual thought, to reject facts and reason. So you're correct. They don't think, but there is thinking behind their rejection of thinking.
There you go. Can you bring me the aspirin? He's already started. Anyway. You know, one of the questions I wanted to throw at you quickly was, you know, I was thinking with the 4th of July, you know, like tomorrow, you know, I'm thinking about the founding fathers and what they fought for and what they, and they had their differences of opinions. You know, they came from different parties and different viewpoints. But do you think if they were actually able to communicate with us, would they be saying, my God, you guys have done a wonderful job. We really appreciate what you've done with the country. Or would they be saying, what the hell is wrong with you people? You know?
They would be appalled. They would be appalled by the willingness and even the desire of so many to give up their freedom in exchange for being taken care of. This notion that the government is not only all powerful or should be all powerful, but that it's all benign. And the inability of half of our population to take care of themselves in any way. Who we're not talking about people who really need help. You know, they have physical infirmities, they have mental infirmities, maybe even they've gotten the wrong way and have addictions or whatever. But we're talking about these entitlements now that they, I mean, the word entitlement means they think they're entitled to it. That extends well beyond the poor, well beyond the impoverished, well beyond to almost half the population. And I think they would be appalled. This is exactly not the nation that they founded, because they knew that the enemy of freedom and in turn the enemy of the pursuit of happiness or the ability to pursue happiness is the government.
And that thought right there in and of itself, I mean, the government has stepped into every aspect of our life these days, and it was not the intention of the founding fathers. Matter of fact, many of them came from the tyranny, what was happening in England, the dictatorship, the overreach of government. You can give it any name you want to, but the idea was to have the exact opposite of what was happening there, and we're going down the road of coming in line of what these guys died for, right?
Right, and what's telling about them is that they were the elite, but they were the anti-elitists. You know, they could have taken power for themselves. I believe that Washington was offered the monarchy. You know, nobody said Washington had to leave after 2 terms. None of these things. But they recognized and they gave away their own power in order to create, for the first time in human history, a nation where the peoples govern themselves. And unfortunately, we have taken a turn towards having big, controlling, nearly all-powerful government.
Yeah, I look at this stuff. Well, I look at this stuff, and it really scares me. Now, let's the madness. The madness of the left is seen almost in everything that they do. You know, at first it was these little resist nut jobs running around out there, you know, smashing Starbucks. It shows you how uneducated they were. You know, the groups that were supporting them, they were out smashing their windows. I mean, good job, guys. And then on top of that, now as it starts to expand, you have these people at the town halls Right? They're yelling and screaming over. You know, they go there for answers, but they really don't want answers. They just want to start trouble. And now look what's going on at the congressional level. What they're doing sit-ins in Congress. I'm sorry. What is this, like a 60s college campus, or are these supposed to be our legislators? This is madness.
Right. What you have to understand is that to the left, by definition, has no standards. All right? And thus, the things that we would consider to be sacred, or we would consider to be beyond the pale, are simply things they do not consider. They don't consider the halls of Congress to be sacred. They don't consider there's absolutely nothing that they consider important except adding to their own power. Nothing.
Yeah, I look at that, and it constantly floors me on a regular basis. You know, look at them. They're out right now, and I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't have inside information. I take it from actions in the past. They're out there now trying to shop this to a judge, the travel ban to a judge, and they found that same judge in Hawaii who has decided that in Hawaii, you know, immediate family is different than it is in the rest of the country. So can you believe that they have the spine that they're going to now say they know better than the Supreme Court, and they're going to overturn, the Hawaiian court is going to overturn the Supreme Court's decision? I mean, we are out of control, are
right,
we not?
Look, and of course we are. I mean, because the rule of law, look, any standard gets in the way of modern liberalism. Whether it's artistic standards, then you wouldn't have the things that the liberals consider to be, I don't think they consume to be beautiful, I think they, you know, they're hateful, and liberals think that hate is beautiful. But the plays that they choose to put on, like the one where they murder Donald Trump,
yeah.
The comedians, there's no comedic standard. You know, Bill Maher called Sarah Palin the C word, and his audience of leftists laughed hysterically. Stephen Colbert calls him a homosexual, and his leftist audience of 12-year-old kids laughed hysterically. You know, Kathy Griffin holds up the head, a severed head of a decapitated president of the United States. And
right.
There's no comedic standard, there's no artistic standard.
You need to
there's
pause.
No journalistic.
You need to pause, because I want people to hear every word you have to say. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. This is The Real Side. I actually listen to The Real Side with Evan Say It. I'm just along for the ride. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my...
Now, if this song bothers you, people out there, yeah, you're listening to the wrong show. So shut up and listen. You're not happy to live in America. There are planes leaving every day. Okay, everybody, all at the same time.
And I'm proud to be an American.
I don't want to drive them all away. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room. And there's a line in that song, right? He the men who died. He'd proudly salute the men who died. Today, in today's world, I know Evan's going to have a field day with this one. I know he is. But in today's world, the liberals don't salute the men who died. They ridicule them. They make fun of them. It is devastating to me. Even if I wasn't political at all, I would be so mad at these guys that won't stand up for our vets, or won't give our vets the honor that they're due. And Evan Sayed is with me, and he has the single most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's history. He's also the author of The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. And I want him to pick up where he left off before, because you're on it, my friend, with how the liberals are really setting the foundation here.
Well, what we were saying before the break was that the modern liberals, that's anybody born after World War II and getting worse for each successive generation, has and can have no standard. And this, by the way, is why they don't salute, why they burn the flag and why they don't salute people in the military, because they don't respect anything except their own narcissism, their own self, and their own self-aggrandizement. And so I was saying before the break, there is no standard of humor amongst the comedians. It's all hatred takes the place of humor. You know, whether it's Bill Maher, whether it's Stephen Colbert, whether it's Kathy Griffin, there are no journalistic standards. All right, on the one hand, you had Barack Obama, who had well-known and undeniable connections to domestic terrorists, William Ayers. With foreign terrorists, Khalidi. I think it was Sheikh Mohammed. Sheikh Khalidi, I think. Okay, he had undeniable ties to the American mafia, Tony Rezko. He had undeniable and long ties to the demagogic racist, Jeremiah Wright. And they did not spend 10 seconds investigating in relationship with these people. The mafia, domestic terrorists, foreign terrorists, and racist race baiters. And not 10 minutes. But they have not stopped in the first 6 months of Trump and 6 months prior to that investigating collusion for which there is absolutely no evidence. And even Van Jones, thanks to the James O'Keefe wonderful work, was caught on tape saying the whole Russian thing is a, quote, nothing burger. So the journalists know this. But the journalists don't have journalistic standards. They have Democratic Party standards. Cover up for Obama, try to do a what Mark Stein so brilliantly called a slow-motion coup against the Republican, Donald Trump. All right? And there are no academic standards. There are no scientific standards. Science now isn't what's found through fact, reason, and evidence and experiment. Something is true simply because the leftists need it to be true in order to advance their ideology. There is nothing, not academic, not journalistic, and there's nothing. We used to have a standard called the Constitution. But the Democratic Party, and this goes to your original point, about trying to supersede the Supreme Court. No, it's not, it's unconstitutional, it's anti-constitutional, but the Democrats have no standards, which is why Harry Reid can stand on the United States Senate floor, lie about Mitt Romney's taxes, and when he was asked later, when the lie was exposed, yeah, you know, how do you feel? Should you apologize to him? Should you? He shrugged his shoulders, smiled, and said, he's not president, is he? They have no standards. They are despicable human beings. They're worse than despicable. They're deplorable.
Wait a minute. Why would you lump them together with us? I don't get it. Anyway.
Because the truth is the modern liberal is everything he accuses the other of nothing of what he believes about himself. All right? It's the Democrats who are the racists. They're the ones who have the churches like Jeremiah Wright. We have a church that's like the Baptist, Westboro Baptist Church of eight people who are reviled. They've got the Jeremiah Wright's church with Oprah and Barack Obama and everything they say we are, that we're the fascists. Of course we're not. They are the fascists. They're the fascists and the racists.
Oh, no, there's no question about it. You look at what they do. But again, it's that first punch. It's almost like that sucker punch. And we've allowed them to take over our vocabulary. We've allowed them to write the descriptions and the meanings of these words. And we've let it go on too far. I've said a million times, and you can tell me if you think it's a bad thing, but I've said a million times on my show, look, if somebody had called me a racist a dozen years ago, I would have stopped and given some serious thought about the message I was putting out and what I was saying. I would have checked myself over. If somebody calls me a racist today or a homophobe or a phobophobe or whatever, I'm going, yeah, okay, I'm getting my message through. Because it doesn't mean the same thing. Do you agree?
Well, there are two pieces of good news. One is there was a sign that would show up at Tea Party gatherings every once in a while that said, it doesn't matter what this sign says, you'll still say it's racist.
That's great.
And when it doesn't matter, when there's no truth to what the leftist says, when there's no truth to what the Democrat says, you don't have to stop and give it any thought. The good news is, You don't have to consider it. Just now you can say whatever you want to say without the slightest bit of worry because they're going to call you a racist no matter what. And you know what? Even if you don't say anything racist, they'll say it was secret code. And when you ask them to decipher the secret code and they can't, they'll say, well, it was dog whistle. Literally, dog whistle is something, a sound that no human being can hear. So leftists actually teach the stupid children who listen to them that if you don't hear racism, that's the proof that there's racism.
No, but I love.
But the good news, you want to talk about?
Yeah. Go ahead. I was going to say, you want to talk about the code decipher? Sheila Jackson Lee. She's on the phone. She was on the air the other day talking about the tweets, and we'll get into those in a second here. Talking about the tweets, and that is the tweet is the single most reason to impeach Donald Trump, because he needs to resign and or be impeached, because he's obviously, the tweets are proof positive that he obviously does not have the personality to be president of these United States, except for Herr Obama, who was perfect at the job. But you know, you and I started to touch on this before, and I said to you, Shepard Smith, you know, usually I just ignore the guy, but he teed me off to no end when he went down the road of pulling up the old Megyn Kelly line where, you know, Trump did. Again, the man is not the smartest guy when it comes to tweeting, but you know, he said Megyn was bleeding from all the places, so to speak, and they tried to equate that to what Trump said about, what is her name, Mika, bleeding from the face because she had a facelift. I mean, give me a break. Who wants to eat dinner with somebody who's bleeding? I'll just sit there and let my nose bleed. You going to be okay with that? I mean, this is ridiculous. This has really gotten to a ridiculous point. Go ahead.
Here's the issue to me. All right. Was it inappropriate? Absolutely. Was it beneath the dignity of what the office should be? Yeah, it really was. But I don't care. And here's why. Saul Alinsky made one of his rules for radicals, make the other side live up to their values. Because he knew that because the Democrats and the liberals have no values, if you can force us to live up to values, they're going to win. It's like the terrorists in the Middle East who wrap themselves in children. Make the Jews not kill innocent people. And then you win because you've wrapped yourself in these innocent people. All right, so Saul Alinsky knew that if we live up to our standards all the time, that the fascists, the Democrats, are going to win. So, you know what? I'm not going to live up to my standards right now. I'm okay with the fact that this was not the kind of thing that I would want to see from my president. That being said, you know, we're up against people who at every turn engage the most hateful, despicable demagoguery and lies against us. And I'm supposed to be outraged because the president crossed a line of decorum. And by the way, it really wouldn't matter if he did or he didn't. Who could be more collegial than John McCain? And they still went after him. Mm-hmm. Who could be a more decent, proper guy than Mitt Romney?
Yeah.
And by the time they were done with him...
I'm sorry, you got to hold it. They're not going to hear you. I'm Joe Massini, your host. Listen to The Real Side with Evan Sayed. We'll be back in a minute, I promise.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of...
Well, hopefully we can maintain our freedom. Trump is trying, and we need to support him. Okay? I'm serious. So you may not like some of the things you hear and see and what have you, but you need to get off your butts, and you need to get out there. Conservatives are bad at this. I'm sorry. Deal with it. Conservatives, get off your butt, get out there, and get involved. You don't have to throw rocks. I'm not telling you to do that. Don't do any of that stuff. But push back on the resistance movement, because they're resisting against the Constitution. Think about it. They're mad at a man that legally won an election, and they want him gone because they didn't want him. These are these spoiled little snowflakes that mommy and daddy have brought up over the last 20 years. And the older Dems are just feeding into it. They're like throwing fuel on an open flame. They don't have any of the values of those young people. But that other Yoho, Maxine Waters, she actually came out and said that the millennials love her because they know that she stands up for them. Maxine, they don't even know who you are. Okay? You're the crazy black lady from L.A. That's about the only thing they know about you. Evan Sayet joins me. He has the single most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's history. He's also the author of Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. Evan, always have fun when you're on with me, man.
There's good news and there's bad news. The bad news is everything we've been discussing up until now. The fact that we have these vile, vicious human beings with zero standards, zero journalistic standards, zero academic standards, zero standards of entertainment, zero standards politically, such as the Constitution, to whom nothing is sacred and nothing is beyond the pale, and they're on the warpath. And in fact, you're exactly right. We have allowed them, we thought through appeasement, we actually didn't realize how evil they are. We've allowed them for the last 50 years to take over the schools, to take over the mainstream media, take over at least the Democratic Party, often then the entire government. We've allowed them to take over the entertainment industry. But here's the good news. Good people, we, the Americans, the real Americans, have always been slow to the fight. We were slow to World War I. We were slow to World War II. We were slow to the Cold War, and the Russians got Sputnik up before us, and we were slow to the culture war. We're slow because we're liberals, lowercase L liberals. We don't want to fight. Live and let live. That's the entire point of the United States. That's why we have individual freedom. Live and let live. We've got better things to do than fight. We've got family. We've got church. We've got community. We've got things we care about other than ourselves, like the liberals, the narcissists on the left. So we're always slow to fight. But once we enter the fight and we win. We were slow to World War I, but we won. We were slow to World War II, but we won. We were slow to the Cold War, but we won. We were slow to the culture war, and we're going to win it. We're going to win it. But all we are right now with the election of Donald Trump is we've landed at Normandy. We allowed the Hitlers, the socialists. Look, Hitler was a national socialist. These people are international socialists. All right? Hitler's ally, Mussolini, was a fascist. These people are fascists. All right? And so we've let the smiley-faced version of Hitler and Mussolini. All right? Look, the journalism today is nothing other than smiley-faced Joseph Goebbels. The entertainment industry is nothing other than smiley-faced Goebbels as well. The universities see their jobs as being nothing other than to raise smiley-faced Hitler youth. People who may not walk in goose step, but who walk in lockstep. People who may not wear brown shirts, but wear pink hats. That's what they see their jobs as. They are absolutely akin to the National Socialist movement of Hitler and the fascism. It's the same ideology. It just has a smiley face on it, just as George Carlin predicted and Jonah Goldberg reminded us in the title of his book.
You're right. Carlin was all over that. Actually, Carlin was all over liberals, too. Quite a few times, on more than one occasion. I don't think people really realize how much disdain he had for some of that. Interesting. Not considering themselves conservative, but definitely not liberal, and made fun of the liberal mindset as well.
But here's the truth, is that the liberals are not liberal. It's uppercase L. It's the name that they take for themselves because it's the opposite of the truth. You know, it was like when the Soviets used to call themselves the Soviet Socialist Republic or the Democratic Republic of, because they knew that what they really were was evil. That's why they had a lot of why the fascists are calling themselves Antifa, because it's exactly the opposite.
Right.
It's why they call themselves progressives when in reality they're utterly regressive. And I'll tell you one more thing that I find interesting. It's why Bill Clinton picks Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow as the song for this narcissist who thought so little about tomorrow he's humping interns in the Oval Office and almost loses his job. And it's why John Kerry picked No Surrender, because this is the guy who surrendered. This is the guy who... So everything they say and do is exactly the opposite of the truth.
Oh, look at this tweet thing. I love it. I love the outrage over Trump's tweet, right, and how he feels about women and what he's doing to women. I'm thinking to myself, where was the outrage when, you know, Mr. Clinton stained that blue dress in the Oval Office? There was no outrage there. That seemed to be okay and fine.
And there was no outrage when Bill Maher called Sarah Palin not a bad face job, but I'll see you next Tuesday. right? There was no outrage.
No.
And the left's outrage is, the left is not, doesn't care about black people. They don't care about women. They don't care about the environment. They don't care about anything. Every one of these things is a fig leaf to be used to cover their true intention. It sounds good if you care about the environment, but in reality, they couldn't care. Let's look at Al Gore flying around the globe polluting at amazing rates. You know, what it is, it's an opportunity for the fascists to shackle the businesses of Western civilization. This is why the Kyoto Protocol didn't ask China to stop polluting, doesn't ask Africa to stop polluting. I mean, if we're really this close to disaster, shouldn't everybody do everything right away? Why do half the nations of the world get to continue to pollute? And the answer is because it's not an environmental policy. It's a socialist, international socialist policy to redirect money from successful Western cultures and to redistribute it to failed other cultures.
You went by that, and I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, how far, you know, we've come from some of these things that we held dear and near to us over the years, and we let it happen. And you have to admit, we've let it happen little by little, because you made a comment a while back about how, you know, we kind of feel at times that, well, nobody's going to do that, or nobody's going to do that, or they don't really think like that. And that was the conservative mindset for years. Live and let live, okay? They won't encroach on us. We won't encroach on them. We'll let them do their crazy stuff. But they had a different plan all along. Their plan was not to live and let live, was it?
Never. That's why Saul Alinsky's book is Rules for Radicals. Radicals meaning people who wish to overthrow Western civilization by any means necessary. All right, that's what Rules for Radicals was about. It was, and it's adored by the leaders of the Democratic Party, from Hillary Clinton to Barack Obama. I mean, this is the playbook of the left, which, by the way, is one of the reasons it doesn't bother me that Donald Trump made fun of Mika Brzezinski's bad facelift. First of all, it's factually accurate. It's a bad facelift, right? But
yes,
Saul
it is.
Alinsky,
you're right.
But Saul Alinsky made the point that ridicule is perhaps the most powerful weapon of all. So I don't mind that finally somebody is taking a page out of Alinsky's playbook. Do I wish we didn't have to? Yes. Alinsky was an evil man, and people who followed him are evil people. I mean, Alinsky is so evil that he dedicated the book, Rules for Radicals. He literally dedicated it to the devil, the very first radical. Alright? Seriously, this is not a joke. He dedicated the book that is the playbook of the fascists who run the Democratic Party and the journalistic establishment and whatnot. He dedicated that book like you would dedicate it to the people you love the most, maybe your mom and your dad, maybe your children. He dedicated this book that is the playbook of the left to the devil.
I love it. And they don't even realize, you know, really, well, maybe they do realize, but they don't realize how spiritually deep it goes. Hey, we're running out of time. I want you to tell people, if you got anything coming up, where they can get your book, and where they can grab the lecture.
Okay, I'm going to be at Politicon, which is the Comic-Con of politics, and that's going to be in Pasadena on the 29th and 30th.
They won't call me back. I wonder why. Go ahead. Anyway.
The 29th and 30th of this month. Come see me there. Buy my book, The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. If you want to understand why they are so stupid, why it is they reject fact and reason, and why it is they side at every turn with evil, failure, and wrong, get my book, The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. And, of course, All Things Evan Sayet can be found at Evan Sayet, EbanSayet.com. If you can't remember that, just Google my last name. Nobody else has my last name. Sayet.
Well, Evan, I always have a fun time with you when you're on the show. Thanks for being with me tonight. And, hey, everybody else, don't go anywhere. I'll come to your house, man, if you're not listening. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Got to go for a break because we believe in capitalism on this show. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?